MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Measles cases in New Mexico have risen to 74, and the state has added two more counties reporting cases. Lee County remains the state leader in measles with 65, while Eddy has reported 3, Doña Ana and Sandoval each have reported 2, and Chavez and Curry counties have each reported 1 case. In Texas, the number of cases has increased only by 1 to 718, with Gaines County, just across the state line from Lee County, reporting 406 cases. Terry County reported 60 cases, and El Paso and Lubbock counties each reporting 52 cases. In New Mexico, public health offices will offer daily walk-in MMR vaccinations with no appointments needed in Artesia, Carlsbad, Clovis, Hobbs, Lovington, Portales, Roswell, Rio Doso, and Tucumcari. In Carlsbad, 4 airlines proposing to run flights out of the Cavern City Air Terminal said they could bring back flights to Dallas as city officials consider awarding the new air service contract this fall. The city of Carlsbad chose Advanced Air over previous provider Boutique Air in 2023, signing the California-based company to a 2-year, $11 million contract that runs out in November. In addition to Advanced Air and Boutique Air, Contour Airlines and SkyWest Airlines are interested in the next contract. Advanced Air presented its plan that could shift the Phoenix flights to Dallas at the city's discretion. Boutique Air would offer 12 flights to Albuquerque and 7 flights to either Dallas or Phoenix. Contour's proposal was for 7 weekly flights to Albuquerque and 5 flights to one of 3 potential hub airports in Dallas, Phoenix, or Denver, depending on the city's preference. SkyWest, which also runs service out of Roswell, said the airline would run 12 flights a week out of Carlsbad to Albuquerque and Houston initially, but could shift to other hubs such as Dallas in the future. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.